Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. My team say I'm moving around, so I got an echo. They going to get it straight for me. Let me. But you know I'm having an awesome, awesome time. We were actually having a good time in the studio. We actually was playing songs and just having a good time. You know, my thing is that, you know, I was created. I was created to help other people to shine a message to the world. You know, we do that through radio and television. And I just, you know, many other platforms that God has entrusted me with. But the thing is, what that burning inside, I know sometimes you don't sleep at night. Sometimes you just want to just burn the midnight oil. But guess what? That is your passion and your purpose that's burning inside. But we need to see it. We need you to step out. We need you to step out in faith. Step out, and people will help you. I mean, God will send the right people, a mentor, a coach, you know. He will send the right people that actually will help you walk in your purpose. But, you know, it may be you want to be a hairdresser, you want to be a coach, you may want to be, a basketball player, you may want to be a gospel artist, but whatever's burning inside, we got to step out, and of course we got to give God all the honor and the glory. We don't want to delay. We actually have an awesome young man. You know, we were cutting up in the green room already, so this is going to be a glorious time. You know, I just love when artists come on, because you know I always be trying to sing or something, right? But they know to keep me in the background. But we actually have an awesome young man with us. I just love his new cut that's out. Get your praise on. I love it. But he's a national gospel artist, and we don't want to delay. We want to welcome the international gospel artist, Mr. Kent Osborne. Welcome to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I love it. We're doing awesome. We want to thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be with us here on Good Deeds.
Yes, I really appreciate it. I thank you for having me on Good Deeds. Really a blessing.
Oh, amen. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the things that's going on in your life.
Well, my name is Ken Osborne. I mean, I have an awesome testimony. I don't know if you wanted me to share my testimony. I have an awesome testimony, you know, how God has blessed me and where he brought me from, you know, because the thing about it is we overcome through our testimonies. And I feel that, you know, by sharing your testimony, it will help others that's out there that's going through that same thing to be able to get through what they're going through. And I have an awesome testimony. I mean, would you want me to share my testimony with everybody?
Oh, yes, that would be great.
Okay, I'm gonna make it short and sweet, you know. I'm going to make it short and sweet because it's a long testimony. But I always kind of chop it up. I tell my testimony before each performance. When I go on stage, before I do any lyrics or anything, I get up and I share my testimony with people because people need to they need to hear what you've been through. And once I share my testimony with them, then they're ready to receive my music. But whatever, my name is Kent Osborne. You know, I lost my mom when I was 9 years old. I lost my dad when I was 5. I ended up staying with my aunt till I was 14 years old, because that's why I had to stay when my mom died. You know, I ended up getting in some trouble and, you know, running the streets and just didn't want to follow rules for my aunt, and ended up getting in trouble and going to jail when I was 16 years old. I got out, got back into the streets, you know, robbing, stealing, snatching purses, all that crazy stuff. I ended up going to prison in 2000. I ended up going to prison, and I got out in 2001. But when I was in prison, you know, I started writing rap music, and the music I was writing, it was promoting violence, it was promoting sex, it was promoting drugs, it was promoting guns, all that crazy stuff. But the people that was in there already, they already knew about that kind of stuff, and they was into that, so they always boosted me up. Kent, when you get out, keep it going, man. You're doing good. They would crowd around while I'm rapping and performing. And, you know, when I got out, I ended up working on my music. I stopped robbing. I stopped stealing. I stopped, you know, snatching purses. But I still was doing one thing. I started working on my music, but I got it, and I still was doing one thing. And what I was doing, I got it and started selling drugs. And what I wanted to do in my mind frame was, okay, I'm going to sell these drugs, but I'm going to take this drug money, invest it into the music game, and get up out of the drug game. But how many people know that you can't do right and you can't do wrong, that it don't mix? That just don't mix. Right and wrong, it don't mix. So what I was doing, I was trying to do something right because I was doing music, but I was doing wrong because I was still selling drugs. So I did that. You know, I worked on my first CD, got the first CD done, the first single, shot a video. I started performing with major artists, and I did that for a couple of years. And it was all the trick of the enemy because I never knew in 100 years that I was doing something wrong. Because I'm doing music over here and I'm traveling, and that's all people see was the traveling and the music and the songs. They didn't know behind the scenes that I was still a drug dealer, dealing drugs and taking that money, investing it into the music game. So I did that for 7 years, and I ended up getting popped again in 2008. Now, this is when I realized, when I got popped again for the second time in 2008 and went to prison. I ended up going to prison again for the second time in 2008. And while I was in prison this time, I met a fellow, and, you know, he was a drug dealer. He was locked up in prison, but he was going to church. You know, he had gold teeth in his mouth, you know, just like I got a couple of them still in my mouth. So he had them, and I kind of related with him. And he said, "Kent, listen." He said, "Man, if you want to be successful, you need to give your life to God, man." He said, "Come to church." Because they had church like 7 days a week in there. And he said, "If you want to be successful, just come to church with me, man. Give your life to God." He said, "I'm telling you, man, you come to church with me." He said, "Everything you ever want out of life, man," he said, "God will provide it for you." So I said, "Okay." I said, "I tried out," because I grew up in church. My mom kept me in church. My auntie kept me in church. So I kind of knew what he was talking about. So I started going to church with him. And as I started going to church with him, I started falling in love with Christ. So at it was one point of time, I was writing music geared towards Christ, and I was writing music, secular music over here for the devil at one time. So I was writing both kinds. And as I kept going, eventually what started happening is I started falling more and more in love with Christ. So as I started falling in love with Christ and building that personal relationship, I didn't want to write this kind of music no more that promote violence, sex, drugs, and guns. So I completely stopped writing that kind of music, and I started writing music geared towards God. And I would perform inside prison and the people that would come in there, the people that would come in there ministering, they said, "Kent, we see that you're going to be traveling all over the world reaching kids through your music." And so I just kept doing it. I did it for 8 months while I was locked up. I ended up going to work release after 8 months. And when I was in work release, they give you a chance to go on the outside and work. So I went on the outside. I started working. I went to a church called Promised Land on the outside, which is Pastor McClure. He gave me an opportunity to get on stage and step and get on stage and share my testimony and do my music. And once I did that, man, the congregation was a mixed crowd. It was black, it was white, it was Puerto Rican, man, all ages. And I'm telling you, man, they loved it, my testimony. They loved it, the music, everybody. I'm talking about, I had people coming up that were 80 or 90 years old. They said, "Kent," they said, "we don't even listen to rap music." They said, "but your music, we can understand it. We love your music." And it just made me want to just keep doing it and keep going and keep going. So when I got out, I started working on my first single, first album. I got that done, and here I am now. And I just thank God, man. I done traveled over the country, you know, doing my music all over the country. I done been to Jamaica, and God just been blessing me, man. I got out. I started my own business. I got a trucking business called KO Trucking. I'll be looking to hire drivers. No, that's another testimony. When I got out, I wasn't able to find a job, but that's another testimony in itself. But God blessed me with my business, and, you know, I got my music. I got an album right now that's out in stores. You know, you can go online and look up Kent Osborne and download Get Your Praise On. It's on iMusic. It's on iTunes. Man, God has just been blessing me, man. I'm just, wow, God is good. And the message behind everything is, if God can use me, all the stuff that I done been through, He can use you. It ain't nothing too hard that God can't do, man. If He can do it for me, He can do it for you. And that's my story.
I'm laughing. This is a laugh of joy because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a young man. This is a young man. And you know, I got to say this because, you know, I always have my publishing hat on. But you and your agent need to get that in print, meaning y'all need to write a book, because that actually is what people need to hear. They need to hear that you've been through some things in life, and then now you actually is serving God. But let's step back a minute, because, you know, I grew up in poverty myself. I grew up in poverty. So I when I tell people, "Kent, what I've been, you know, been through," people are amazed, so, you know, where I am right now. But let me ask you, you know, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, but because, you know, I think T.D. Jakes said it, you know, when I was, he said it himself, when you were in the world, the world felt good. It wasn't like I wasn't having a good time, and I can agree with T.D. Jakes on that. But you know when you were saying you were singing, but when you got behind closed doors, it actually something inside was to let you know you weren't doing the right thing. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So the key to this, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we are, and we know we may be, as the people say, ride dirty. I know the language now. it's something inside, and that small voice inside, that actually is God. He's very patient. And he waits on you to get you where you need to be. But thinking back from where you are right now, I always love to ask people this question. Do you think you would have changed anything in your walk to where you are right now? Because you are still a young man. Would you change anything in your past if you could?
Yes, I would. If I could change anything in my past, I would. What I would have done, and this goes for the young people. I want y'all to listen up real good. If I could change anything in my past, I would have went to school. I would have stayed in school and got my education, because education is the key. And I know if I would have got my education, man, I wouldn't have had to struggle, and I wouldn't have had to work as hard as I'm working right now. It don't mean that if you don't have your education, you still can't be successful, because I don't have my education and I'm successful. But the thing about it is I have God. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. But if I could change anything, it would be I would have stayed in school and got my education. I know that's one for sure.
Yeah, I understand that, because the world, the way it is, they want you to have this, that, and that. But see, God take care of all of that. So I just really commend you for that. So that's amazing. So while with your trucking company, then you actually still you releasing all these awesome lyrics and stuff. You're just in your purpose, and we just thank God that you actually went through what you had to go through. And then now you actually walking in. Do you feel like you actually walking in your purpose right now?
Yes, I really do. I feel like I'm walking in my purpose, and I think God's gonna blow my mind, and He got so much more for me. Like I said, this trucking business, because as we speak right now, I'm on the truck. I run my business. I drive my truck, and I run my business. And I'm on the truck right now. I'm parked on the side of the road doing my interview. And next week I got a concert I got to go to. So it's kind of like I'm balancing these two things. But I got a team of people that helps me out. I got my my management team. I got my PR team. And I am walking in my purpose. But God got so much more for me. I really do believe that.
I agree with that. I feel it in my spirit. The one thing you can say about the millennials, they be on fire for God. I mean, we are. What you see on TV is not what's really going on. They just show you what they want you to see. But you're on fire for God, Ken, and we love that. But I want to ask you this, because, people love to come to the Hot Atlanta. We got a new name now, Hot Atlanta, instead of the ATL. Now they say Hot Atlanta. And someone may want to actually get in the industry that you're in and cutting an album or cutting a CD or whatever the terminology now. It keeps changing. Any advice that you can give someone that actually, even want to be in the shoes that you are right now? And, of course, we always, see what Kirk Franklin and all those other people do. But any kind of advice, if we just starting out, and I mean, we got all this music, and we haven't stepped out and actually been able to get it to where you have it right now.
Okay, my advice with that would be, first thing, you need to learn the business. Learn the business. Learn the business as much as you can, man, because it's so, even though it's the gospel industry, it's still the industry. So you got so many people out there that'll take your money, man, that'll rob you. They say they're going to do something and don't do it. They'll say they can do this and can't do it. And so learning the business is the key. And going to the conferences. Make sure you go to these conferences. They got all these workshops. They got all these conferences. You go to these conferences and you learn for yourself. Learn the business. That would be my thing. Go to the conferences and learn the businesses before you start jumping in and investing so much money, because These people will get you out here.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that. Now, let me ask you, because, you know, we saw on your bio, and, you know, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, you know, these young people, correct me, T.I., I think, resides in Atlanta. What type of, you said, because that was some, you know, that kind of influenced you in regards of, you know, in regards of the, you know, the way you do your music, or what can you say that T.I. does that influence you in the way you actually do things?
About T.I., what it is with T.I., I like his spirit, you know, his motivation. His drive, you know, the business concept. He's not just an artist, he's a businessman. You see, once he got into it, he came from the streets and he changed his life around, got out the streets and started doing music. Even though it's not the music that I do, but it's just him as a person, you know, just him as a person and his motivation, his drive, and his business sense. That's what I like about it. That's what motivates me about him.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right about that. So You have to, and I try to tell people, whatever business you are, even if you're a hairdresser, if you're an author, you got to look beyond the book and beyond the hair salon. And, of course, like you said, beyond, you know, being on stage, because there's so much other stuff you can do, you know, of course, to affect the community. And then, you know, you can get a brand. I mean, how you think, you know, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and what's his name? Oh, Lord, I can't think of it. Pup Diddy, how they got started. They started small. So we actually have to continue to expand our minds, just like you said, because that's very important.
Yeah, and another thing I want to say, you know, another thing I want to say is everybody, you know, everybody can't be a rapper. You know, everybody don't have the talent to be a rapper. Everybody don't have the talent to be a movie star. Everybody don't have the talent to play sports. But guess what? Anybody can start a business. So it ain't no excuse, man. Anybody can start a business to be successful. So just think about that. You don't have to do all. You don't have to be no athlete or movie star. You don't have to be none of that to be successful. But anybody can start a business. That's success.
I love it. I love it when you say that, because so many people want to step out and do that, and they have that, you know, I'll just be honest, they have fear. But, you know, actually today, Ken, I had someone ask me, well, how should I incorporate? I mean, I'll be honest, and most of the United States, you can do it online now. There's so much you can do online now, and all of us have a smart device. I mean, everybody. Even the older people have a smart device, so we shouldn't be limited and you know, and what we're doing.
Right.
I agree with that. So let me ask you this. You brought up a word called balance, and we talk about that a lot here on Good Deeds, because some people say it's no true balance, and some people say, well, you have to create your own balance. What's the take that you have in regards of you doing your trucking business and, you know, being a national gospel artist? Do you have a word called balance? And tell me how you deal with, you know, just shifting from one hat to the other.
Like I said, I have a team. I have a team, you know, I have my managers and my PR person, and it's times when I be out here and I'm working, and, you know, like I said, you got the trucking thing going over here with issues with the truck and booking the loads and all kind of stuff like that going on this one thing. Then, you know, this week coming up, you got a performance that you got coming up. So I kind of rely on my team to help me to balance everything out. You know, and whenever I'm home, like, I'm trying to make sure I get home, you know, on the weekends. And when I'm on the weekends, I'm hitting up my church. I'm making time at my church. And I also, on Thursdays, you know, I always try to make it home, too, on Thursdays whenever I can. And I hit up Canton Jones. Canton Jones got a church over there, man. And I got to make sure y'all check out Canton Jones Church. He got a good church over there, too. So on Thursdays, I try to hit that up, you know. And on Sundays, I'm over here at my church on Word of Faith, Bishop Brunner, man. And he's an awesome pastor, man. I just love Bishop Brunner. So, you know, doing that on Sundays and doing that on Thursdays, and also when I'm in my truck, I have a Bible on my phone. And what I do, I play my Bible out of my auxiliary cord. So when I'm riding, I'm putting it on Genesis, and I'm just riding, you know, listening to the stories, because the stories are so interesting to me. You know, and then I might go back up to Matthew's and listen to Matthew's all the way through while I ride, because I got so much time out here. So I'm able to balance. I'm able to get fed at the same time, because I'm getting the blood raw, because I'm sitting here just listening to it, riding, just listening to the word while I'm riding for hours and hours, so it just getting in my head. So I know what I need to talk about. I know what I need to say. I'm trying to get this thing like the back of my hand. So I kind of balance it out like that with the managers, you know, going to church and driving and my Bible on my phone. That's how I kind of balance everything out.
I love it. I love it. I have to say this because, you know, I am a publisher, but, you know, we have a lot of authors that listen. That is the big business right now, is having audio books, because just like Kent said, that's what most people are doing on the roadways now. They are listening because, you know, I hate to say it, I am in media, but, you know, a lot of people are getting away from listening to the media. I mean, you find out, you know, what you need to, you know, try to stay away from and what the weather is, but a lot of people don't really, you know, look at television like they used to. So a lot of people are using audio books. So I just had to say that. But that is just so powerful. I'm glad, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear what Kent said, God is first in his life. So he adjusts his schedule, what works for him. And, you know, and the thing with us, we have no excuse because, like I said earlier, all of us have a smart device. So we can download that app, and we can play that button, and we have no excuse. It'll play for us. So we just, oh, Lord, I just kind of, yeah, I love Canton Jones as well. I actually had the awesome opportunity of when he won his last award at the SIFA Awards. I was actually the presenter. So it was just amazing to be around him because I actually have gone to church with him. But we used to go to the same church. So it was just amazing. He said, I remember you, and that was kind of, I say he remembered me of millions of people that he knows. But, you know, time goes by so quickly here. But we want to make sure that we actually ask you your the single that you're, I mean, I love all your music. We put it all over our website and social media. But to get your praise on, how did God drop that in your spirit to name the single Get Your Praise On?
Because he dropped it in my spirit, man, because everything I've been through, you know, going through life and coming up, making all these bad choices and bad mistakes and, you know, and people telling me, hey, listen, man, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're going to be this, you're going to be that, because you're a bad child. You're getting into all the trouble. You're not going to make it. And when God changed my life, man, and now that I'm living for God and he's blessed me with so much to be able to do music and to do it for him and to be able to talk and interact with fans and to sign CDs and to have my own trucking company, man, it's just such a blessing. And I just made this song, you know, for everybody out there, man, that got something to praise God for. I got a praise. You see what I'm saying? I got a big, major praise. So I'm praising God for everything that he done did for me. I give him all the praise. So this song, Get Your Praise On, was put together by all of that, man, everything that God has done for me, what he brought me from, man, I just want to just give him the praise. And I know it's people out there right now that have been through something, that's still going through something, but God working that thing out, and he working out for you. I want you to get your praise on, you know, and that's why I made this song. I made this song for me and for you guys that's out there to get y'all praise on, man, because I know God been good to y'all.
You sure right. He sure right. He's been good to us. But let's do this. We're going to actually, if you have anything else you want to say, you can do that. And please tell us how we can connect with you, how we can actually get you for booking, and how we can actually get your products and your services, the things you do. And we'll actually end the show with your awesome single, Get Your Praise On.
Okay, yeah, I just want to just, you know, thank my managers, Diane Davis and Kenny Davis, and I would like to thank Jerry, you know, Jerry over at Optimus Entertainment and the whole Optimus Network, you know, that's been pushing my record and helping promote me as an artist. That's my PR team. And you can also, I just want to let everybody know to please download Get Your Praise On. You can go to iTunes, you can go to iMusic and download Get Your Praise On. I have the album over there. I have a distribution deal. So the album is called KO. It's some great songs on there. You go to YouTube, you can watch all my videos, type in Kent Osborne. But when you type in Kent Osborne, make sure you type the Osborne, spell it just like this now, O-S-B O-S-B-O-U-R-N-E. So that's O-S-B-O-U-R-N-E. So you're putting in Kent Osborne, and a lot of my videos are going to come up that I've done. My all my interviews are going to come up, and I just want y'all to just go and support me, man. Support the ministry. Get your praise on. It's only 99 cents on iTunes. So that's it. And I'm also on Facebook. Y'all go to Facebook. I got an artist page, which is Kent Osborne, and I got a personal page, which is Kent Osborne. So I want to see some of y'all on there, man. I want to see some of y'all requesting me as a friend, and let me add y'all as a friend, and let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk and build.
Oh, I like that. Let's talk and build. Oh, wait a minute. Now, don't be mad, Kent. I may have to use that, but I like that. I like that. Oh, my God. That's powerful.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, your team did tell me that you're actually, we're in the same city. So we have no excuse of talking and building, like you say. But
that's
if you
right.
need us
that's
for
right.
anything, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay, I won't. I thank y'all so much, man. I thank y'all so much. And I'm looking forward to talking and building together.
Amen, amen. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm having a good time. I just can't holler and keep myself. What we're going to do is we're going to end the show with this awesome. I mean, I've been dancing around the house all week. But get your praise on. But let's listen and please enjoy. You know how to get in contact with us. If you need us for anything, and you want to be on the radio, the TV, we have our awesome publishing company. excuse me, the other platforms we have, please go to www.reneesunday.com. You know I love you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you in a little bit. Enjoy.
You know.